What are customs agents doing at the Schedulers and Dispatchers Convention in New Orleans this week? From the National Business Aviation Association, this is Flight Plan. I'm Pete Combs with your trusted source for business aviation news. When you cross international borders for a living, the time you spend in customs can add up fast. But a relatively new program offered by Customs and Border Protection, CBP, is changing that for flight crews and passengers who are deemed trusted travelers.
Global Entry is an international trusted traveler program that is set up to expedite re-entry into the U.S., and these are low-risk travelers who have been pre-approved and screened, and it allows them to pass by the normal lines and lengthy process that you usually find at customs.
That's NBAA operations specialist Peter Corns, who says the program uses a combination of background checks and biometrics to allow participants to get through customs much quicker than normal. And while Global Entry applies to international passengers, it also has a domestic equivalent.
By enrolling in Global Entry, it grandfathers you, so to speak, into the TSA PreCheck program, which allows expedited passing through of TSA checkpoints here in the U.S. Again, it's for the low-risk travelers who have been screened. You get to use different lines and get through security much quicker.
To enroll in the Global Entry program, you first complete an online questionnaire. Once you receive a preliminary approval from CBP, you then have to have a sit-down, face-to-face interview with a customs agent. Now, these interviews are taking place at this week's NBAA Schedulers and Dispatchers Conference in New Orleans. Corn says this continues a close working relationship between NBAA and components of the Department of Homeland Security.
CBP is working really well with us. This started with the success at the 2013 convention out in Las Vegas. CBP sent some agents to our facilities there on site to conduct interviews for the applicants who were pre-approved for the Global Entry program. And CBP enrolled over 100 applicants into Global Entry over those 3 days. That was a great success, and we were really happy that CBP agreed to come and experience our convention and set up facilities on site and conduct those interviews for convention attendees. We are very hopeful that we'll be able to facilitate future Global Entry interviews on site at future NBA events.
Now, it's too late to start the Global Entry process in time for this week's event in New Orleans, but if you already have pre-approval from CBP, you can schedule your sit-down interview to take place at the S&D convention. I'll have more business aviation use for you in just a moment. But first, please, this message.
NBAA's member directory is the most comprehensive source of business aviation resources in the industry, giving you access to thousands of professionals on a global scale. It's where NBAA buyers go to find products, services, and vendors and suppliers they need to help their operation and business. You can even promote your company with a free listing in the products and services section to reach truly qualified buyers. Visit www.nbaa.org/directory.
Welcome back to NBAA's Flight Plan. I'm Pete Combs. Have you heard about the test sites approved by FAA for UAS research? Now, there are 6 of them: the University of Alaska, all of Nevada, Griffiths International Airport in New York, the North Dakota Department of Commerce, Texas A&M University in Corpus Christi, and Virginia Polytechnic Institute and State University. Of course, NBAA is keeping a very close eye on these developments. President Ed Bolden says unmanned aircraft should not share the same airspace as manned aircraft unless they meet the same certification and airworthiness standards mandated for manned aircraft. And that includes being able to take direction from air traffic control, as well as see and avoid other aircraft. And he says NBAA will oppose any effort related to UAS that would reduce airport or airspace access by business aircraft. Keep up to date on the introduction of unmanned systems into the national airspace by frequently checking in at NBAA.org. And that's the latest from the National Business Aviation Association. I'm Pete Combs. Thanks for listening to Flight Plan.